All right, take two of this week's episode of the Spring Legend Podcast. We want to welcome you to it. We have this is the second time we have recorded an intro, but it's the first time we remember to hit record. So here we are again, round two. My name's Hunter Ferrier, joining you with Austin Seals, Chase Ferrier, and a special guest here today, Mr. Ty from Memphis. We learned that in the first intro that y'all aren't able to hear, and Ty is joining us today as a special guest because he is down here hunting with us in Mississippi, courtesy of Turkeys for Tomorrow. We did I remember we kind of mentioned it a few weeks ago, a hunt raffle they were doing to raise money for wild turkey conservation, and Mr. Ty got chosen and got to come down here and conserve wild turkeys with us today because we did not kill no wild turkeys today, so that must mean we are on the we're in the green as far as that population is concerned. But Mr. Ty, we appreciate you hopping on here with us and spending a couple of days with us, even though it's been a little slow due to uncontrollable circumstances, but nonetheless company is much appreciated. But yeah, give us a quick rundown again after we hit record this time.
Yeah, I'm from a little town outside of Memphis, so it's only like a 3.5 hour drive down here, so it wasn't too bad. But like you said, the first take, it was a beautiful morning, but didn't hear gobble, didn't hear much of any turkey noises this morning or afternoon, but the woods were alive and well. We know that.
Yeah. It was one of the prettier days that I've seen probably this season, and it really kind of it threw me a loop. I ain't going to lie. I mean, considering the woods we're in and knowing that there's turkeys up in here.
Till that wind kicked in.
Oh, yeah. Once that wind got here, I didn't hear nothing. My ears are ringing from it, literally. Mm-hmm. It went from zero to, I think, 30 miles an hour. They said the gusts were going to be 30 miles an hour, but those gusts haven't stopped.
Yeah.
Is the thing. So
It got to the point when it did get a little halfway calm for 30 seconds or more. I was looking around at y'all like, everything all right?
Yeah. Yes, I'm not.
You know, I'd almost gotten used to it at that point. It's so bad.
And you can kind of notice when the woods are that quiet.
Yeah.
Whenever the wind does die down for 6 seconds and ain't nothing happening, you're not missing nothing. Nothing's chirping. Nothing's, you know, making noise really or moving around and stuff like that, including the turkey. So I was expecting to wake up this morning and the pressure be, you know, barometric pressure be above 30 and it'd be a crisp morning and everything, but the front kind of, either the front or the weatherman one lied because it kind of came through partially and then delayed, kind of progressed on. So the rain part came through and the temperature dropped a little bit, but it didn't drop nearly as much as the forecast kind of expected. And then usually with a front, there's a lot of wind and it comes on through, but there was no wind yesterday evening. And then just woke up this morning, blue skies. I mean, see stars everywhere for the first time in a couple of days. But that barometric pressure was still in low 29s and falling. So it's still sucking. I think the way they work is it pulls it up and then pushes it out, kind of deal right before the front gets here. And that ain't good gobbling condition right there. But nevertheless, man, I figured we'd have bumped into one at least, but we haven't. And that's just how it be sometimes. I don't know really a better explanation besides that it just sometimes it ain't a good day. Even though it looks pretty outside. But that or Seals just gar hold us completely. I don't know.
Probably the second option.
We're all starting to cut them eyes towards Seals looking.
Yeah.
We joking. We know there's birds here. This is too beautiful of woods. And
it's all three of them today.
Yeah.
We think.
Yeah. It's like a little honey hole.
It really
looks like it.
Three times this year.
Yeah.
But wasn't honey hole today.
No, and I know the conditions are going to be about the same tomorrow. So,
we have talked to several people that were hunting all good woods, all heard birds there previously, and I mean, I don't think has anybody heard one yet.
I haven't talked to someone who has.
I hadn't talked. I've talked to four or five folks, and hadn't talked to a soul that heard a turkey.
Yeah,
it's just kind of dumbfounded because when I woke up this morning, I thought it was going to be right, and it.
I was so confident. I put my overnight bag, my clothes in it, in my truck.
Why would you do that? That's probably why we ain't heard one.
That's it. That's it.
You done jinxed us. But
you better believe it's going to stay unpacked tonight.
Yeah. All that. I was going through a couple regimes I do, trying to relay some good luck, and they didn't even work. And they usually work. But so we don't have a story to tell y'all about today necessarily. I don't think we did. We saw one owl sleeping.
Yeah, and he was only 10 foot up a tree.
Right,
he was blowing so hard.
Yeah, he was hugging that tree, and that's what I was saying. I was like, I don't know if we're gonna go out there and try to reach one, because it's probably gonna do all they can to hold on to a limb right now. They're going back and forth and back and forth, and even like I mentioned, the breaks in the wind are just eerie silent.
Yeah, they are.
It's just bad luck, I guess, for these two days for Ty to come on down here, and I was pretty pumped, but we just now getting to halftime, so. And as far as I know, we're going to have a good supper, and then buddies Jordan and new buddy Mr. Brent, they're going to come back, and I hope they heard one. Maybe they killed one. I don't know.
Jordan said they ain't heard us.
Dang. Well.
But I am looking at the weather right now. And if the weatherman's right, it's going to be perfect.
Well, he wasn't right last night.
Yeah.
So, but it is what it is. And, trying to think of some stories to relay to the audience, so we give them something of substance. We talked about, we ain't talked about mine and Seal's turkey from a week or so ago, I don't think. I know we did. What was last week's? Oh, Logan's. Jason and I did on a whim late in the week, yeah. But we've been hunting, and it ain't like we ain't been hunting. We've hunted a couple times here the past week that have come up shorthanded. We had a good or decent opening week. A few people were with folks who killed, and Kaysen killed him one this weekend.
Yeah.
This past weekend, which was a
miracle.
Awesome video.
Yeah.
It was. It's a miracle.
We're going to put that video up. It's really cool. Seals boy, Kaysen. Uh-oh. We got Jordan and Mr. Brent pulling up. Let's see. They might be a while.
Yeah, they'll probably be a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, let's see.
Let's see if they go around to the back of the truck.
We'll give you all play-by-play. They're stretching as they get out of the truck. They're not walking towards the back of the truck.
Oh.
Not walking directly up in here.
Got their tail stuck to about like we do.
Yep. Nothing. Nothing coming out of the back of the truck. No, yep. Looks like a big old goose egg on their end, too.
Yep.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah, I mean, I was feeling pretty bummed. But I ain't going to say I like seeing other folks like kill turkeys, but I ain't nobody lying. It makes me feel a little better if nobody else is hearing turkeys.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, did y'all get one? Nothing?
Nada.
Did y'all hear more than we did?
Didn't.
We did
same
too.
Here.
But it's been a rough streak.
On day 17.
Yeah. Seals and Chase both are.
Yeah, me. Yeah. So those that don't know, me and Seals ain't shot a bird yet.
I've been on.
This is
some good hunts.
Yeah, I mean, I've toted a camera. Seals has toted a camera a handful of times. Should have had a good one on film the other day. Old Breck choked on him.
I forgot about that. Yep.
Which we may get him on here to tell his end of the story, but
I don't rag him. It happens.
It happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Seals, it happens a lot.
Usually Seals have shot at one by now.
Yeah.
Hey, I told y'all yesterday, and I shouldn't have because I jinxed myself. I have only missed one turkey in the last 3 years, or 2 years, and then this season.
Yeah, the 17-day-old season.
Yeah, so 2 years and 17 days, I've only missed one turkey.
Yeah,
and it was Jordan's fault.
Really?
When he was selfieing.
Oh, no, we ain't getting started on that because he'll be ragging Jordan for, which I ragged Chase for making Breck miss the other day.
Yep.
I told him, and I believe he made him miss, but that ain't make him feel better. I told Chase, if you ever do that while I'm shooting, I'm gonna be pissed.
Yeah. But I rushed it, and to tell him that as I rushed, I said, there he is, kill him or something like that of that nature, and Breck
wasn't ready to kill him.
Yeah, didn't even have a safety off and, kind of wasn't ready in that lane. He was ready in the next lane, and I just, he swung and shot kind of situation and centered a pine tree.
And I've done that before, and I know exactly how his progression in his mind went down.
Right.
And it's, if you're moving, he was moving right to left. mm-hmm. and you're aiming with your right eye, your left eye ain't looking at either it's closed or it's not focused or whatever. So if you're following that turkey from right to left, you don't see what's coming up on the left, but you see you're kind of almost looking at the head to stop. And when it stops, you're ready to pull the trigger.
Right.
And it's just if that tree's close and it knocks out 80% of the pattern, you don't see it until the smoke from the tree comes up. It's just that
red cedar smoke.
Yes. Yep. I've seen that a couple times. And you're just like, coming from left to right, it never really gets me. But I have shot it. Sometimes it'll still kill a turkey dead as a doornail, but I've missed smoothly because of it. It just knocks out so much of the pattern. And,
yeah.
You know, and this one was unfazed practically. I mean, it ran off, but it gobbled, an hour later?
Less than that. Yeah. 35, so, 40 minutes. Yeah.
And then
we rewatched the video, and it didn't cut a feather on that turkey.
Nope.
And then went in there the next morning, he was gobbling again, which he just didn't work that day, which I don't blame him one bit.
Yeah. So
it was just, I was just kind of more as of going in there, make sure he's all right.
Yeah.
You know, just wanted to hear him, make sure he gobbled again. So.
It's hard to do it 2 days in a row after getting hot leads in at you. Yeah. But
so
that and, I mean, some of our buddies killed some, and there's been good mornings. Logan Cook's been seen about 17,000 die.
I'm about to go rub his head and get some.
I told him I'm calling the cops. Something's going on. Got to be. I'm kidding, but no, he's been on one of them good streaks, one like Jordan had last year.
Yeah, Jordan had a good stretch last year for sure.
Logan's just, Logan's 5 days from being back in Jacksonville. He's making it worth it.
He's got a season and a half worth of experiences so far, I feel like. Which is awesome because he puts a lot of work into, you know, making turkey habitat and doing good for turkey. So if anyone deserves a good run is Logan. But Seals and I, we were in a like situation not long ago on a windy. It got windy. Chase was with us in the morning, and we got on what wound up being three goblin jakes that were
hard goblin jakes.
I mean, I'd have bet my last dollar that they weren't jakes, but they were, and that's the fact of the matter. But it was fun because we had a couple hens going back and forth, and those jakes strutting in front of us. How far were they? 15 yards?
Maybe.
Yeah, it was pretty woods, everything, till they didn't leave. And then, you know, that kind of getting that bind, your foot's asleep, and you're, you know, trying not to bump them because you know, it's pretty early in the morning. And they hung around good about 45 minutes, about.
It was longer than that. We didn't get up and leave there till like 10:30.
Yeah, and we got on them 7:30-ish or whatever. Yeah, and we were close on the limb. They flew down and watched them fly down. Went to them, heard the hens coming to them and stuff, which is odd because I wouldn't think that, but could have been their sisters. You know, some also year old hens, and they're just hanging out. But But we finally got out of there after they eased on, and Seals and I, we went some more river bottoms and did something we don't usually do, which is sit down and call.
Mm-hmm. We sat down because we were dog tired.
That's the only reason I wanted to sit down.
Yeah.
It was, 2 o'clock maybe?
Yeah, 2:30, something like that.
And we ain't sat down yet, and I said, let's sit down, and we're just going to call like.
No, somewhat, but we sat down. And just to take a break, and a woodpecker sounded off. That's what he got at first.
I'm trying to think. Because you thought a woodpecker was a gobble at first, and that kind of made us stop to listen more or something like that. And then I was like, let's take a load off for about 10 minutes at least. And then we heard the woodpecker. Well, that's a woodpecker. But then something followed, and I was like, that could have been a gobble.
That's what I was hearing the whole time.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, you just have that feeling it's a gobble. You don't even really have anything to base it off. You didn't even really hear it. You're just like, that sounded, it just the timing of it came right after, you know.
Almost like it felt right.
Right, exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't moving either way because I was still trying to get my feet back under me. I was like, well, if we broke out a box call and, wailed on it a time or two. We heard it again, and we were kind of like, it might be a gobble, you know. And then, what you said?
Hold on, I said, how long do you want to sit here? And you smart aleckly replied, 2 minutes, because I'm not even sure that was a gobble.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That he gobbled, and you're like, that that's a gobble, and it's a lot closer than it was last time.
Absolutely. And he was coming on, and it was, I mean, what do you do? And then we were kind of already sitting there, so we were on the right side of the road. This is on the left, and it's flooded river bottom kind of stuff. I mean, it's water everywhere. And which I like to hunt in the water, in the stagnant water, kind of river bottoms and stuff. I've done it a couple times. It becomes a puzzle very quickly, but
I'm going to say it's fun to hunt when you're familiar with
exactly
how it's going to hold water.
Because there's certain ways these turkeys can get around it and stuff. Certain ones will hold them up. Certain ones won't. It's fun if you can make it work, but it can be very, very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
And there's usually a lot of, you know, palmettos or there's little knolls and stuff around there that you can kind of use to your advantage if you, A, know where they're at, and B, depending wholeheartedly on where that turkey is and what he's doing. And this one hung up. I mean, this joker came half a mile and hung up at about a buck 20 maybe-ish, maybe a little more than that, probably 200.
Yeah probably between 175 and 200.
Probably. Far enough for us to cross over the road that was pretty directly in front of us. We didn't really necessarily get on into the woods on the right side. We were still kind of hooking that road, trying to – I don't think anything was on the right. Could have been just the water was more – frequent there.
Yeah.
So we were kind of had a focus on that left side, and that's sure enough where that one came from. And I'd say 30 minutes or so, honestly, of him being hung up before we decided, you know, let's do something, because it was wide open. I mean, it was it was a pretty risky move. One of them kind of we might bump him, we might kill him, but we're about to find out. You know, we're not going to find out sitting here. And we crossed that road and came up and kind of crawled in a little bit, and the elevation changed 0 inches the whole time. And I think it was a little bit – I mean, he gobbled a couple of times while we're crawling, probably 30 yards. I mean, just getting across the road. I mean, going to the road, I wasn't crawling across the road. I mean, I just hunkered down. And then once we got to the other side, you know –
we had to cross a knee-deep water hole, too.
Yeah. No, I wasn't doing that on my hands and knees. I didn't say I don't want it bad enough, but I was thinking, we can get across it. And I popped up, and my binoculars landed on him, kind of deal, you know, just kind of aim it towards the direction I thought. I told you, I said, this one looks like a mean joker. Mean as would be right there, because he just had that big waddles and long snood and everything. It was just like, felt like he was looking at me already. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he is not. He's just mad. Right. You know, just looks mean. And just real short wings and stuff. Yeah, a lot of broken feathers on him and stuff like that. Real shiny and probably not a 2-year-old kind of deal.
Right.
And he was hammering. Had a real raspy gobble, short gobble. And I was like, this is about to be a tango right here. I can tell that right now. And he was still about 170 yards, maybe 150 at least. And wasn't much we could do. I mean, we just happened to be kind of closest in palmettos.
Well, that, and we luckily, behind the palmettos on the edge of the road, there was a little knoll that we were able to kind of stay behind and keep our cover, you know, or at least our silhouette down.
And, well, I mean, we had to hunker at that point, you know. And this wasn't what – this was within 20 yards of where we – where when I saw it, at least I feel it might have been 10 yards away. It wasn't far. We were slow getting there, but I don't think we gained much ground. You know, we were just being very, very easy.
Yeah, now once we crossed that, once we got across the road, we didn't, I mean, I'd say 15 yards as far as we went in.
Right. And you get over there and you're trying to figure out what in the world's hanging him up. And when they're this wide open, especially your only option is a wide open road on the other side of the wide open bottom, there's not much to really trick him with, you know. I mean, what are you going to call him around or call him to, you know. He can probably see it all from where you're standing. But we caught a little bit. We got behind there, and then we're laying on kind of on our bellies at this point. You know, we're as flat as we can get, and there's a one little bump that we can kind of position between us and it. And if it walks right, we got to kind of slide with it, you know, just kind of using that to our advantage. And I'm sure he heard leaves and stuff, because he started picking up the gobbles and stuff like that, and we caught a little bit once we got settled. But yeah, after a while, he finally broke, and I didn't know it. Seal said he saw him, and which how far was that when he hooked to right and kind of came down, and there's this fallen log, and that was hanging him up from coming straight to us. It was There was water over there. We found out that that was what was originally hanging him up, but I guess he got around it somehow.
Yeah, well, I think the way the water ran, he kind of skirted that water, and where we thought, you know, there was a little lane opening, we thought he was going to come up through there, and he didn't. He skirted it on down, and come to find out when we stood up, that water ran like
right.
that. So there was no, I mean, he would have had to cross a ditch.
And when you're high level of the ground, you don't see that.
Right.
He stood out there 55 yards probably.
I'd say about 50 yards, 55 yards.
And he gobbled 200 times, I feel like. And you could see his head and stuff, too. He's almost like, as a poke, you know, if you had a rangefinder, could just see it, say, 42, it'd make it feel a lot better. But, it, I mean, you could tell it was pretty far. It was,
And I had, you know, I had my dot on him several times.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know if this is a real thing or not. I feel like when I was laying down,
yeah,
he looked a lot farther than when I stood up and looked at that log.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the best at gauging distances, but you put me in something like that, there was nothing between us until that log was between us, but I was right at him. It depends on how big that log is. I don't know. You know, that could be a really big one far away or a pretty small one close. I don't, you know, it's hard to gauge. And that was actually a big turkey, you know, so it was kind of hard to tell body-wise. He weighed over 20 pounds.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he finally, you know, there's not much you can do. You can just, I mean, we scratched around. I tried yelping as much as I could left, tried to pull him left. Seals was on the gun, and I knew he wasn't going to come over this log, but I figured he'd find a way to get around it somehow and come, you know, looking on the other side of these palmettos, and he'd found a term not to do that.
Yes.
So, what much you can do? He finally, I mean, if you've ever watched turkey be hung up, which if a turkey's hung up, it's usually something you've done. It's avoided. It's not really cured, if that makes any sense. You haven't put yourself in a setup situation that there's something worth him moving. He can see what you're trying to hide from him, so to speak. There's nothing for him to wander, really no reason to move. He ain't gonna move, and that's what he was doing. We were kind of handcuffed, I guess you could say. And but he kind of, it's funny, like when they do this, they just stop. They say, screw it. You know, that's all. I mean, I've seen them do it several times. A lot of times they don't walk into a better shot. They usually walk the direct opposite way or walk back where they came from. They're just gobbling, gobbling, gobbling. Nothing. And then that 1 second they've drawn a line, they tuck the wings and just start eating, walk back, you know, it's over with.
They call it a day.
Yep. Just kind of like we do, you know. We're just sitting there by a tree and go, all right, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
You know. And that's what he did. He just happened to walk right. Seals had a bunch of stuff on his right and wasn't able to. And I was on the left, but my gun and my body was already kind of back on the little knoll we was laying on. And he didn't ease over there. He tucked his wings about the time I'm kind of, I think I was looking down and looked up, and he wasn't there no more. And I kind of see a glimpse, and Seals told me, he said, you know, he's moving right and kind of fast.
Yeah.
We don't know why at this time, obviously. And I could tell Seals had maxed out, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I had maxed out because we had thought maybe he was going to come around that log and come back to the left.
Yep.
And he would have still had to come a little piece. I was so maxed out, he'd have still had to come a good piece.
That was our hope. That's what we tried to call him to do and stuff. It just didn't work, you know. We didn't. Just would have had to get a little lucky on it, I feel like. We just didn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean.
We got lucky. He didn't do the plan. Yeah. He didn't read the script we wanted him to read. But, yeah, I mean, it was still fun. And I'd actually, I think I was sliding back to give you room to move. It was kind of, we were starting to draw our line, too. Like, I'm going to, if I booger him by sliding back so he can move either way, so be it.
That's right.
He'll move either way. Yeah. And then, you know, kind of ultimatum there.
Because I had a sapling that I got my gun around. Well, not a sapling, a twig, I guess you'd call it. But when I got, that's why I couldn't go any further right.
I
had that sapling there, so I would have had to bring my whole body back and, like, lay on my side to shoot.
Because we talked about it, and I said, but if you do that and he goes left, you're going to have to undo everything you just did. I don't know. I mean, it's pick a door and hope you got the right one kind of deal. Because there really was no other, you know, option. And in the process of doing that is when he kind of drew his line and he moved real right. And if you've ever had that one little bit of opportunity between you and the gobbler of, you know, kind of blocking you, mind you, my whole body's underneath this little, I mean, a foot, 12, 14 inches worth of raise in the dirt. And my face is on the ground trying to slide back. But, you know, so is my gun. And I came all the way back and then was able to get on, you know, over Seals. Kind of his legs are kicked out. And just kind of picture positive. If he walks there, I can shoot that. He's just, for some odd reason, going to have to walk there. And I'll be that gun if he didn't, you know. Yeah.
He was angling kind of towards y'all to get around whatever. Right?
He was angling away.
He came up, but came up where Seals couldn't shoot. And this was in the process. So I look up and don't see him. He had come around the log and came up a little ways and then was headed back. So
yeah, you left that
was
out.
About to be awesome. You know, Seals was about to roll him at 15 yards, I thought, when I looked up and he was still facing us. He just had stopped and never saw us or nothing. I mean, he wasn't bumped it. I mean, right before I shot him, he's like pecking, bugs and stuff, you know. Yeah.
Moved on with his day.
Yeah, he was just going mosey on. He was just getting around that log. He wasn't even coming to us, I don't think, you know. And once he got around, he might have been walking back to that road, Seals pointed out, at the end.
Yeah, I think that's what he was doing, maybe.
Didn't make, you know, sense at time, but I think that's what he was doing, which was what got us red-handed at that point, if you had got to that road, because there wasn't nothing up between us and that road at that point.
No, it would have been done. I mean, the only shot we had was the one you took, and it was either that or we go home empty.
Yeah. And hunt him, maybe hunt him again. I don't, you know, looking at him, you know, up close, I think he was pretty old. You know, I think he was real wrinkled waddles and everything. He was pretty heavy, decent spurs and stuff, but he'd seen a thing or two already, I feel like. Yeah. And we'd thrown a kitchen sink at him with nothing but a freaking palmetto limb in front of us.
Yeah.
So he wasn't going to fall for much for a little while, but sometimes they do, you know.
Yeah, you never know when they will.
But other than that, the only other wild story I had was yesterday morning. I had one hammer at me 60 yards from the blacktop. Mm. And there ain't much you can do there either, so I was sitting there kind of feeling like an idiot listening from the blacktop, but I was like, turkey should be in there. I should be able to hear him if I get there early enough, but I'm kind of finicky about where I park and stuff. I don't want people to see it, and then, you know, they're on their way to work. It's a weekday, and they're like, well, Saturday comes, I know there's a turkey there because the guy with the camper shell's parked there, and he must start hunting turkeys, and he'd know where they're at, because that's what I think sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. You know, this is a pretty well-traveled road, and I didn't, you know, I'm kind of – don't want to be the one sitting on my hood in the camouflage and look like an idiot trying to hear one from there, and I'll be daggum if one didn't gobble right there. Yeah. So, what much you can do there? He flew down at like 6:31.
Mm. Super early.
Yep. Yeah. And
That's on up there.
What did I do there? I did not kill that one. He flew down, and I'm just on my knees. You know, I'd crossed over and got down in there. I'm trying to get, you know, 200 yards at least in there. I don't even know what the legality is, but you can't shoot one like 60 yards from the road, so I got to get on the other side of him somehow. Right. And I was really planning on doing that while he was in the tree, and he flies down. So I just kind of sit there and watch him.
Mm.
And he eased on down into the bottom with some hens, and I called a couple times after that and didn't get him, and then we had plans to meet back here at noon, so...
I just watched the three-legged dog try to jump through that, and it was quite comical.
We got a little doghouse here that pretty cool little shop we're in, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, yeah.
I like it a lot. But there's like this really innovative shop door halfway. It's got some studs built in with some plywood wall and a couple of dog doors that kind of have them a come-as-you-please door kind of deal.
Called a doggy door.
Oh, yeah, one of them. It's got like a flap on it and everything. But, so we got some company over here. Three-legged dog, but that's some good company. What else has been happening? Because
I've had some, me and Mason killed one or Mason killed one. Yeah. I got it. I videoed it. That was a weird hunt that we kind of like this morning, I guess, we went. No, that morning we did hear a bunch of gobbling and had called three in across a creek, got them to pitch the creek. We were going to try to get across creek, and they were too close. They ended up pitching across. It was three longbeards, and they came in, and they probably weren't but 35 or 40 yards. But, of course, the route they came in, it was just a wall mm-hmm. of thick stuff. So they got up there, didn't see nothing. They eased on, kind of the same thing. They were done. They gobbled the whole time they were walking off.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last time we heard them, they had already crossed the property line. So we backed out and went to a little place right there by our house and walked, called, anything we could to get one to gobble, never could. And on our way out, this probably wasn't 150 yards off the road, we stopped. And me or Mason one yelped, and we didn't hear a turkey gobble. We heard hens just go crazy.
Mm.
So we looped around her and said, well, we'll give it a shot. And we sat there for probably 10 minutes, and I could have sworn I heard drumming, but we were on the edge of a road, not on the edge, but there was a road probably half a mile to our south, and I thought I heard drumming. I was like, I don't know if that's drumming or if a car's hitting the bridge and mm-hmm. whatever. And finally, I was like, that's drumming. And I told Mason, he's like, I heard it too, but I didn't want to sound like an idiot.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, we're both on the same page. But it was a pretty quick hunt. From the time we sat down to probably 25 or so minutes, we had killed the turkey, but he came in and did not gobble a single time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I saw him. I could see a little further to the left, and I saw him. Well, first I saw the hens come by, and then I saw a male turkey. I got to look, and I said, dang, Jake. Well, he walked by, and the long bear was right behind him. And they walked back and forth two or three times, and finally the hens came out towards us, and he followed them right out and mm-hmm. killed him.
But yeah.
That was good. Wasn't an eventful hunt. We had a Cason's hunt was.
Yeah.
It was eventful. That was an eventful weekend. So we, Friday I took him, me and my dad, and it's hard to get him through the woods like we do. So I rigged up a fanny pack to where he could sit on the fanny pack on my back mm-hmm. to where I wasn't just having to hold him.
Mm-hmm.
So we got here, turkeys gobbled. We went to, where we needed to be, kind of a little further up, maybe 30 yards up from where he killed Saturday, but sitting there and had a turkey gobble, and he came up, after he gobbled good. So it got him excited, but he ended up coming on to us and poked his head up. I could tell it was a long beard, and he gave us like 3 seconds, and he kind of mm-hmm. went back to where he was at, and he still gobbled till we left, but he didn't see anything.
Right. He came out there to look and didn't see a hen.
Right.
Went back to doing his business.
So the next morning, ended up in the same place, just 30 or so yards back, and had three turkeys gobbling, and all of a sudden I heard drumming. And it was one of those, there's no question about
it.
Yeah,
right.
So I had Cason between my legs or whatever, and I kind of cut my eyes to the left, and he was like 7 steps. And I said, Cason, don't move. And he said, okay. And the turkey kind of eased around, and I got the gun, or the gun was up. I kind of got him on the gun. And all this happened quick, too. And when we sat down, it was like, by the time you get him situated, I had the camera, was filming it by myself, or two different cameras. By the time I got everything set up, I clicked the red dot on. So that long beard never really spooked, but he didn't see, so he kind of cut back in front of us. And he was like at 20 yards. And I was telling Cason, I said, put the dot on his head
mm-hmm.
and shoot him. And Cason, I could see him looking down and looking up and looking down. And finally, by the time we got it figured out, he had crossed over the bridge and went to the mm-hmm. bottom. And what it was when I clicked the red dot on, I clicked it once, and it had the biggest dot.
Uh-huh.
So after that turkey had eased off, he said, Daddy, I when I put the red dot on him, it covered his whole head. I couldn't tell where on his neck I was putting it. I was like, well, and I guess it better be safe than sorry.
Right.
But so I was, I was still watching, looking at the long beard right down here to the right. And I was trying to click it down. I was trying to keep him settled down. And finally got it down, and he said, there comes three. So I looked up, and from the turkeys, I guess we were actually set up on.
Yeah, probably was.
Started coming out. And he looked at me and said, Daddy, that's boys' turkeys. We can kill them. So they came out, three of them, the back one, strutting, gobbling. He got to hear the gobble like while he was watching it. I could hear his – I could feel him getting shaky. And they came out, and I told him, I said, you know, shoot. I told him which one to shoot. I said, shoot it. And I was like, no, hang on. Because there's trees out there, so it'd get in the open. I'd say, shoot him. It'd take a second. Come to find out what he was taking so long for is when we were practicing shooting, well, you know, we started shooting the paper.
Yeah.
Then I stuck those little 8-ounce red Coke cans all through the woods for him to shoot, just to make him find it in the woods, find it through his dot and shoot. So what he was doing is he was taking his, when I was teaching him to shoot, he was taking his two deep breaths and holding the third one. But he was taking them like, and then so his 2.5 deep breaths took 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So that's what was taking so long. And finally, I got one to stop somehow. And now, also keep this in mind, my dad was probably 60 yards behind me.
Yeah.
And he was calling, he couldn't see. So he was calling.
The blind calling,
right? Yeah. He was calling based off of their gobble. He didn't know we could see him. So he was calling. They were starting to skirt us, and I was over there trying to call and make them stop, like where they were. But finally, like I said, it worked out. He got up on him. So we were in a, he's long, he's big enough to where he can get the gun on his shoulder and squeeze with his, correctly when the gun's facing the right way.
Yeah.
By the time we got a shot, he had to move around to the right. So he was kind of in a bind, and he couldn't get his right hand up to the trigger. And I didn't know this until we went back and watched the video. But since he couldn't get all the way around, he had the gun, like, kind of between his bicep and shoulder. And I don't know how it didn't hurt
him. Whatever works.
But he got down on the red dot, and I was watching the video. He pulled the trigger with his left finger. And when he did, turkey folded.
Oh, yeah.
And he was beside himself.
Oh, yeah. He went to hooping and hollering.
He went to, screaming, hollering.
As he should, though.
Knocked the camera down. he took off.
You said your dad was there 60 yards behind you. He got to the turkey first, didn't he?
Yeah, 40. It's hilarious.
I look back, and he's just trucking it.
Yeah. You can still show me that the other day. They get a exciting, you know, high-fiving and stuff, and you just see a blur across the back of the screen. Donald coming through my.
Mr. Donald's a pretty athletic dude.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he can roll.
And that's what he said after. He said, I don't know where I was running. He said, I couldn't see where the turkey was or anything. He said, I just was running.
Or his gun style.
Yeah. So, but, no, that was probably – I don't know that I'll ever have a hunt more special than that.
Yeah, right.
Being his first one and being able to do it with me and him and my dad was –
something special.
It was awesome. And like I said, I think I was telling you, Hunter, that I would hope this year that we could get him on, you know, get him on a turkey, let him see some close, hear the gobbles close. But I honestly did not think that we were going to pull it together. But I do mean, I wish I knew how much money I spent on shells and Coke cans. But it was
worth it.
And it all worked out. And he hit the turkey. You can go back and watch the video exactly where he was aiming. It was –
he folded it.
Yeah, and that was one thing I told him because I told myself I was not going to take him until – I wasn't going to force him into it too young to where he didn't enjoy it. And when he asked me, I said, I'll take you. I said, but you're going to practice. We're not going to go out there and just wound turkeys and all that. I said, you're going to figure out how to shoot the shotgun, where to shoot it, when to shoot and all that. And he did it.
Yeah,
it cost a lot of money, but he did it. And it's worth it. It all paid off.
And it he can get out of a bind, too, with that swapping trigger fingers and stuff. Most kids would have Would have never thought twice
the
about
most
that.
Of it.
I don't know that I'd have thought about it.
Yeah, I know. It would have put me in a
I didn't even know that was physiologically possible.
It wouldn't be unless, I mean, with his gun sitting on the rest was the only way that reason that could happen. But.
Right. Yeah. Well, it worked out. I wouldn't change nothing.
No, it was worth it.
But Ty ain't got to tell us no stories yet. I know he got to he told me earlier he got to come down Mississippi already once, but like many other folk, got one of them draws for the opening 2 weeks or whatever, 2 days of the 2 weeks
right
from Mississippi, and got to participate in that corralling, it seemed like, which if I don't know which days you did get drawn for, but could have been really good or really bad. I don't know how. I know we've had a little bit of everything going on these past couple of weeks in Mississippi. But did you come opening weekend or the second weekend to
in Mississippi?
Yeah,
opening weekend.
It was opening weekend. So you got the rain weekend.
Yeah,
yeah.
That opening morning. I didn't even go opening morning.
Yeah,
it was thunderstorming, so I just waited till the afternoon.
You made the right move.
Yeah,
me and Jason went.
We did not make the right move.
Nope.
I was like, I'm gonna sleep into about 9 o'clock.
That's best strategy I've come to find. You can, especially if you're coming from somewhere and you can just get there and wait it out and just sleep in and just hang out and do whatever and you're close by.
Yeah.
You know, it's a game changer if you got to drive an hour and a half.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
where I was hunting, it was about an hour from, you know, the Walnut, Mississippi.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, about an hour drive from where I live.
Yeah.
Time it right, you can get there just in time. And even that day, I don't know how it was up in North Mississippi, but it was pretty daggum rainy. Yeah, I do know that. Jason and I didn't kill nothing but time that opening day, I don't think, did we?
Yeah.
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 It wasn't worth much. Yeah, we run into a drunk guy named Mark who offered us a chance to come kill a turkey in his backyard.
Yeah.
Chase was all for it.
At first, I was.
Chase wasn't picking up what I was trying to put down. And like, this guy can kill us.
Yeah.
And Chase was like, oh, yes, sir. We want to kill that turkey.
That's all you were thinking.
We had to wait on Chase. Right. He flagged me down.
Yes.
Coming down a public road. And
I turned the other way.
Chase went the other way, yeah.
Hunter. I was going to go check some more pens.
I probably wouldn't have stopped if I'd have known Chase wasn't really behind me.
Yeah.
But the first thing he said was, y'all want to go kill a turkey? And it's like, driving a white van, like asking a kid, you want some candy or something? Yeah. Like, yes, sir. You got any? And
follow me back to my house.
I don't even care what kind of turkey. I just want to get one.
And we followed him back to his house.
Yeah. I mean, I sat there with him for 20 minutes. And I text Chase, told him, I said, I think he'd been drinking, you know, just a heads up. You know, Chase didn't have the opportunity to pick up on it as much as I had. But, I mean, I wanted to kill turkey, so I was like, oh, we'll go to your house, Mark.
At least look at you. Know? Yeah.
And, you know, if worse comes to worse, we just won't turn in if it looks pretty sketchy. And I mean, it looked pretty sketchy, right? We still turn in. I really want to kill turkey.
Yeah.
And but he was describing, he knew how many acres the place was, how, you know, every road name. I'm like, he really did grow up here.
Right.
I mean, this ain't just some rando out here just, you know, high off his rocker kind of offering us to take us to somebody else's house to shoot a turkey he saw the other day. I mean, he was, you know, legitimately grew up in, you know, on this forest and knew the place and enough for me, you know, kind of deal. Yeah, I mean, I like Miller too, man. Give me one 10:30 a.m. if I need it, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, then he reached in the cooler, started grabbing more. I'm like, oh yeah, he is drunk.
So
guard was up, you know, put pistol in my pocket kind of deal for, you know, first chance he turned around or anything like that, just to not one of those you want to like kind of flare anything up and make it look suspicious, like I don't trust you at all, so I'm gonna put a handgun where you can't see it kind of deal, but you know, also want to live, so
right,
being smart about it, intelligent, and not gonna get, you know, boxed in, which Chase did not catch on to that. He kept parking behind me. I'm like, this is not you know,
I can get out.
I know you could, but I couldn't. But now we went up there, and I mean, he showed us around his little
12 acres.
Yeah, 11, 12 acres, and six of it was a pond. I'm like, that's a nice pond, you know. Yeah.
Then we got to talk about coming bird fishing, and
Yeah, yeah. Jason's loving it. Jason's like, oh, yeah, you know, this guy and all the kind of stuff. And hey, we're just parked on the pond dam. This guy's in front of me. I'm parked behind him, Chase behind him. So you can't turn left because you fought on the pond dam. You can't turn right because you'll go in the water. So I'm like, the whole time, like, this is the last place I wanted to turn my truck off at. But, and he's all, it's pouring rain, and this guy's standing in it, yeah, talking to us the whole time. My truck is getting soaking wet, and he's just like handing me paper towels to wipe my door off with. I'm like, yeah, that ain't going, you know, fix the wiring that's soaking wet anymore. But thanks, fella. About that turkey, let's get on this subject again. We've talked about your divorce enough.
Yeah, we had a bunch of conversation,
which sounded like he came out on top on that, you know.
He
he's doing well, of course, you know, allegedly.
Yeah,
but yeah, no. we didn't go back next morning like we told him we would.
Yeah, I kind of stayed off that whole corner of the public for a couple days.
Him again.
You did?
The next day, or that evening maybe. And I was trying to kind of avoid, you know, a follow-up convo with this guy, right, if I could help it. But I was leaving, and I went to go try to hear one roost. But I was, you know, in the place trying to hear one, not just like from a road. So it was 8 o'clock, 8:30 or something when I'm kind of passing back down the main road, and I see his headlights, like, in the road, and I'm like, this guy won't get over. I'm like, oh, I know who that is.
Yep.
And it was just, like, not moving vehicle. I'm like, yeah, but I know who that is. Got him, his high beams were on, blinding me. I'm like, I can't tell if this truck's coming at me or not. And so I flashed my lights and had to honk the horn. All of a sudden, it's almost like he woke up, and he's like, yeah, boom, just pulled back off. And yeah, that was that guy. So, yeah. Dude, I mean, over 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because he was pretty intoxicated at, what, 10:30 a.m. Yeah, that morning. So, yes, he'd been up throughout the night and still rolling at 8:30 p.m. So,
hey, more power to him. Rock on, brother.
Hey, whoever does, somebody might know him and be like, hey, he had a turkey back there and I killed it.
Yeah. He said he'd like to find somebody every year and get them to kill that one turkey. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if this turkey's really there or in your thoughts. But
I will say he knew where turkeys were that I'd hunted before. And I'm like, okay, now you kind of got me, because I know not many people know about these turkeys, and you know these turkeys, right. So.
Yeah, he started naming off.
He don't turkey hunt, he just knows the roads.
Yeah. I mean, I think he just rides around and drinks all day on those dirt roads.
Yeah, he told me he did.
Yeah.
When he comes back from offshore, occupation he's got, whatever it was, I can't remember what it was.
It was something to do with
he's oil. The boss now. Yes. He did tell us that, so.
Anyways.
A lot of work, a lot of money to buy 12 acres, but.
Hey, t-shirt on.
That Bud Light ain't cheap, though.
That Bud Light ain't cheap. But, I did want to ask Ty some questions about the TFT side of things. Just how the raffling process went. I mean, I heard a little bit about it. Didn't they do it live?
Yeah, they did on Facebook.
That's what Facebook it was, live. Yeah. It was a pretty cool deal. So how many tickets did you buy? I just got to know.
I think I bought.
I hope there's one.
I think I bought. Seven?
Seven,
I think. Right. I think they sold them in packs of three and then a single.
Yeah.
That's what it was,
So I bought two packs of three, then a single.
Sweet. Sweet. Yeah. I mean, I heard a few people buying them, and you know, they were chit-chatting with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd slide in our DMs. And, come on with it. You know.
I'm not drawing. I don't.
Yeah, you know. I can't help you here, bud. But, yeah, so I was curious how many you bought and how it kind of worked out. And
I actually forgot. I had my Facebook alert on for the Facebook Live to get on it. I forgot all about it. And next thing I know, I get a DM from some guy on Instagram saying, you won. I'm like, what did I win?
Yeah. Right.
He's like,
a knife, go to Facebook a gun. Live. Oh, you get to go hunt with Spring Legion? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. Man. Hopefully it's a good weekend. Y'all sure y'all ain't got a cooler or something?
Yeah.
Decals, maybe? We still had a good time. But
yeah, it was fun out there. I mean, it's a beautiful piece of land.
Yeah,
out here.
Yeah, and we still got another, day?
Yeah, we'll get hunting in the morning. See how it goes. I don't know if we'll be able to do another afternoon, especially the winds are going to pick back up.
I'm about to say, last time I looked, after about 11, it's going to be worse than what it was today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can kill them. I've killed them in the wind, but they're into all the places that we've been in today, and they just, either they weren't there or you weren't going to hear them. But
right.
I mean, there's always a chance. You never know how many turkeys you bump that you don't see. Yeah, right.
I was telling one of them that earlier, that if you're walking, you don't know, you'll never know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless they putt, but, I mean, they're not going to do that.
And, just, and if they did today, you wouldn't hear them.
No way.
Yeah, if you bumped one today, I mean, you'd never, never have a chance.
And I was telling all that. I mean, I don't think they were gobbling and we weren't hearing them. When this morning, they know. I mean, gobblers want to be heard. They're not going to waste their breath. I mean, they, even if they hear a hen acting very abnormal, like we would be doing if we were just calling all over the place, which we were, we called a lot, but it was, we never sat down. We sat down for 10, 15 minutes all day, I feel like. We were strategically calling in this spot. And then on a still day, you can walk a good 150 yards and call again. You know, you're calling down this one spot on this ridge and seeing one's there, and you can walk up 40 yards and call down this one little spot on this ridge. And, you know, really a bunch of mini Hail Marys is all you're really throwing. So, and percentages are probably less than 1 in 40. So
I agree.
Because I think we threw about 40. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely less than that. But that's why you keep doing it. So I don't know what we're going to title this episode, because we just talked about everybody, everything under the book, and it seems like a lot has happened in the past week. But I feel like, you know, we ain't got a lot to show for it, but that's how it is. We're going to start traveling soon.
Yeah.
So I am kind of looking forward to that, getting the truck ready and stuff like that. I knew Seals and I, and then Lake and Logan, and anybody else going to the Texas thing?
Our wives.
Our wives, that's who it is. Yeah, our wives are coming. So this is going to be awesomely fun.
I think I would be down there, be out there the same time y'all are.
Really?
That last, what, when are y'all going?
We leave next Wednesday.
Yeah, so
13th or 14th.
Oh, I'm going out there in May, okay.
Okay, yeah, we're going out there in a couple weeks, yeah.
I go last weekend out there.
Okay. Oh, okay. We were off a month.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't been to Texas in a long time.
Yeah, I hadn't either. We were discussing that the other day, because I was debating going with Dad and Breck, and now I got a bachelor trip that weekend.
Well,
good old turkey hunting buddy done bachelor tripped us up into April.
That's he his get fault. Married in spring, is he?
No, he waited till he got that pushed to June or July or something like that. I'll have to look at the invitation. Hope he doesn't listen to us, but. Apparently, I mean, like, kind of in it, too, and everything. So, yeah it's going to be. I told him, as long as it's after June 7th, we could.
Yeah.
And it's like, I honestly think it's June 8th. Is it June 8th or July 8th? I could be way off. But either
They're both the same. Neither in the season. They work
plenty good either way. Yeah. But, yeah, we actually were discussing going to New Mexico at some point late April. After, as soon as we get back from his bachelor trip. Just stay in the truck and come on through and slide across. And we got his old roommate or something from college has a big place property out there that, you know, we can just show up. They got a house there and everything. Yeah. So might as well just slide over there for a couple of days and see what happens. And then once May hits, head north.
Yeah, we'll be all over the place. So. Really, after Texas, we're going to be all over the place. And this, I'm looking forward to that. I am trying to get another hunt or two in Mississippi and then moving on to new scenery. Yes, I've come to look forward to that just as much as hearing the gobbles and stuff and seeing stuff I've never seen and revisiting places I've seen year after year. It's funny, like there's certain places that I've been to probably the past 3 years that I don't know what they look like without this shade of green of leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's always spring at this place because it's always in April when I'm there. And it's the same, you know, I remember this tree being there and having to get around it last year. Here's my daggum ruts from getting stuck last year, you know. And the place probably went under 6 feet of snow accumulation in the meantime of that and this. And leaves changed colors and grass got real tall and got mowed by some county worker and stuff, and like I come back and it looks the exact same as it did the year before. Like nothing ever has, just timeless, which is cool. I've grown to really like that about the traveling aspect and stuff, and from the accents to the food to the, you know, different shaped road signs. You know, I find kind of intriguing. You know, little sightseeing stuff here and there to be some of the best parts of traveling turkey hunting. It's pretty cool with places that a turkey will take you and the folks you'll meet because of that. So, got some stuff to look forward to. And, nevertheless, it's spring. So, hard to have a bad day, even if it is 30 miles an hour winds and allergies kicking your butt, which they are kicking. I know mine right now. I can barely breathe.
Y'all heard me hacking up long over there. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to throw up.
My left nose hole is broken. So yeah.
Left nose hole.
Yeah. It ain't working right now.
Never mind.
But we're going to take some Zyrtec, get a game plan for in the morning, and we might have a little time. I'm watching these leaves, and leaves did die down.
I've been watching that the whole time.
We might get out there because wind has died down. Yeah,
he's about to turn the fryer on for some French fries and we'll grill some elk. So while that's going, we may slip out backside and go try to roost one.
Sounds good to me. We appreciate y'all listening to the Spring Ridge Podcast. Ty, we appreciate you joining us. Hopefully, we got a good story to tell next week that we're going to make tomorrow. So, but if not, we've had a daggum good time.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all having me out, and appreciate TFT for putting it on.
Absolutely.
It's been a heck of a time so far. It's not over yet.
Oh, yeah. We got
time.
Stuff to do yet. So, anyways, we'll catch y'all listeners next week. We appreciate you listening to the Spring Legion Podcast.